Welcome everybody to Tapes and Scales.
Tapes and Scales.
This is a taper.
This is a taper and it's a new year.
What? Another year?
Yeah.
Wow. Or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what day this
is
actually going
on. It's about to be a new year.
It's about to be a new year. We've been doing this nearly a year because we did not start exactly in January last year.
Yeah.
But this is so exciting and this is our New Year's special.
Whoa.
It's special.
Yeah, it is.
Max, tell me.
Because Tim's here.
Oh, wait, then they'd all be special.
You figured it out. It took you all year.
His heart grew 3 sizes that day. So basically, what we're going to be doing for our New Year's Eve special, I guess, is we're going to talk about all our movies. It's like a retrospect, year in review, and
copious amounts of drinking.
Copious amounts of drinking, but that's not that abnormal. But we have reviewed, Max, do you know how many movies we've done this year?
No.
We did 131 movies.
Holy crap. Probably yeah. Only like 100 of those are pretty mad at us for doing it.
Probably.
Nice.
Yes, probably. Over the course of 32 episodes, we did 131 movies. Actually, 32 and a half, because okay. We had that half episode when everybody screwed up. Nice. And then the Halloween episode. Yeah,
the audience really dropped the ball there.
I can't believe that they just don't have the cojones to own up to that.
That's crazy. I mean, it's been a year, people. It's the end of the year. It has been a
just
year.
Just let it go. It's a new year, new you.
New start over, yeah.
New slate. Reset.
Clean slate, something. Yeah.
You're the
catchphrase.
You're the best version of you now, go.
Yay.
That's how this works, right?
Sure.
Lies start off the season.
We're ending the year now, so you can lie all you want and then get into the truth.
Just a couple Hail Marys or whatever?
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, all right. That sounds great. Well,
audience,
everybody,
you're so good looking.
God, I have seen some good-looking audiences in my day, but nothing quite like this. Not on this level.
No.
I mean, just so many 9s and 10s out of there.
It's like staring into the sun.
It is. Like, I can't even look. Just so gorgeous.
Nope, I'm blind.
I mean, even you with the hook hand that we've been talking about and kind of railing on.
Yeah.
Your hook is shiny.
Looking good.
It's looking very clean.
Yep.
Very, very fit hook.
A svelte hook?
Svelte hook. I spelt the hook, you know. So, Max, we're going to look at our list of movies. It's so many movies.
It's a lot.
And we're going to kind of ignore anything, like under a 4?
You know what? Screw those movies.
Yeah, they're not good enough.
They're not warranted being talked about again.
Ever. But we have some good movies, and I don't know, Max. I don't know. What would you recommend out of these movies? What jumps out at you just looking at these 3 pieces of paper I threw in front of you?
There's a couple on here that really kind of, I think if you haven't seen them, it's worth your time. I'm not necessarily going to point out necessarily high-rated ones, but ones that I think it would behoove you to check out just because I think they're cool movies that you may like. One of them that jumps out at me is Dave Made a Maze.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's really cool. It's a really interesting concept. The production value on the movie is awesome. The things they made are really cool. Very Michel Gondry-esque kind of design for everything. It's really smart. It's really does a lot with a little bit. And I think that was pretty a pretty neat one that was on the list here. Looking over the list, I mean, there's obviously like the big ones all really jump out. Like, there's some ones that are really high on the list that I think are worth mentioning. Certainly something like, there's some classics on here, like Escape from New York and Halloween are both on here. The John Carpenter movies, you should watch them because they're great. Pusher 2, I can't push enough.
Yeah, you got to get that triple DVD set or whatever.
Yeah.
Physical media, people, let's do it.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen. Get your Mads Mikkelsen on.
All the Mads Mikkelsen.
He's so good in this movie. Like, I can't, it's so good. It's a really, if you're into crime movies, this one's really awesome. It's really depressing. It's like you feel so bad for Mads Mikkelsen's character through the whole thing, and you're just like, oh my god. Like, I love when you can feel bad for a goon, and I know you love a goon.
I love a goon. Love a goon.
And it's just great when you can really feel like just this, like you've sympathized with that character because we've all kind of felt like we're, you know, not as good as we could be, and he definitely kind of lives that life, and I think that's really important. Outside of those are the ones that really jump out, I think, to me in general, because one you should kind of make your own decision on with Dave Made a Maze and Pusher 2, I just think is phenomenal, and not enough people have seen it.
Now, I want to say Us is towards the top.
Us is good.
And when we reviewed it, I had not seen it. I have since seen it, and I loved it. I thought it was really clever.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I just had some questions going throughout that movie, and I feel like, oh, they answered my question already. Oh, okay, now what? And it was like very refreshing pace.
Yeah.
You know, pace is huge for me. So Us, I really think, is worth checking out. I understand it's debatable if it should be that high. I think you're right, but I understand if somebody's like, well, let me nitpick all these little it's like, that's not the point of the movie.
Right.
But whatever. What I think you should watch, I think you should watch some of the weird stuff on our list. I think you should get freaky. I think you should watch, like, you know, your Bruce Lee fighting Chinese gods. Like, watch weird things. Expand your horizons.
Yeah.
Do it. Bullethead. Watch Momoa. Momoa with axe.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Or what was that? That was Bullet to the Head. Don't watch Bullethead. that was the one with the dog.
Yeah.
That one was not good.
Yeah. That was the Paul Solit movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Bullet to the Head, though. The Walter Hill to die.
Walter Hill. Yes.
Walter Hill. You know, I think that was a lot of fun. And that's, again, the goon getting his revenge at some point.
Sure.
So of course, I love it. There was some anime in here. Was there any anime that you were just like so pumped to be on this list? I think I know which one we've both seen for sure.
I mean, obviously, I was stoked when you had Ninja Scroll on your list. That was really exciting.
We still got to get that picture of the bee.
Oh, yeah. I got to get that from Paul. I got to get that from Paul.
He has it, a Polaroid of that picture on his desk with a giant tarantula on top.
Probably does. I'm cool with tarantula. I can handle tarantula. It's the bees that are a thing.
Yeah, don't bees like are tough. Bees.
Ghost in the Shell, obviously, we talked about a decent amount.
Yeah.
Not for just specifically the anime purposes, but also for the live action reasons.
And I like how divided we were on that.
Yeah.
It's funny now, year in review, we were divided on a couple movies.
We were.
Ghost in the Shell, we were pretty different on.
Yep.
Black Dynamite.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we have to talk about it.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
I have to.
I mean,
I have to, because we both liked it. We both liked it.
Yeah.
I'd even go so far as to say we both loved it.
Yeah.
It's just there's tiers, and yours is higher than mine.
Mine is real high.
It's made a wedge between us.
A little
Our
bit.
Friendship has been.
A little bit.
He doesn't call anymore.
Nope.
I just show up with scripts like, please, today, sir.
But no, Black Dynamite is astounding. It's really good, and if you're into any kind of anything to do with the blaxploitation genre, or you're like, what the hell's that mean,
right?
It's I think the jokes land, even if you're not like a big fan of Dolomite or those kind of Black Belt Jones, those kind of movies. But I think it lands despite all that. It's really, Michael Jai White's so good.
He always is.
Yeah.
He just always is.
Yeah.
How is he not the biggest actor in the world?
I watched, and we'll get to the movie eventually down the road, but I watched Dragged Across Concrete, and he's in it.
Nice.
And he's, of course, fucking great in it.
Of course.
And he plays a goon.
Oh, but come on, man. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to watch that before we record that.
That's good. It's good. It's from the guy who did Bone Tomahawk and Brawl in Sublock 99.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's Craig Zahler. Very good. Very good.
That's some good stuff. We did a bunch of documentaries this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done
it. It's just been a good mix. We tried to give you peoples a good mix.
I feel like I was definitely lacking in the animation department.
That's fine.
You definitely watched a lot more animated film than I did.
That's true. But I am a huge animation junkie. I always have been.
Right.
And, you know, anime, American, Chinese, Korean, like I just, if it's animated, I'm in. If it's terrible, I'm still in.
Sure.
I clearly, if you have not learned, I have a pain tolerance to these kind of things.
Absolutely.
So I've watched some crap.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, you like what you like, and that's the thing I think that helps the show work, is we go all over the place. You've watched some ones that I wouldn't have expected, like the Pooh movie.
I didn't think that would make me so damn mad.
Yeah. Like, there's some ones where I was like, it's pretty good, but then on the other hand, I, like, tortured us early on with a shitload of Universal horror movies, which I still have more of those to go, everybody, so get hyped for that.
Where is Abbott and Costello?
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Oh, my God, we got to slog through so many more bad ones before we even get to that era.
But I like that. I like that as a recurring thing. It's like, oh, is Max going to tell us some crappy Universal monster movie?
Yeah.
Oof. Could it even be good at this point? Probably not.
It's rough.
I like that by the end of this, we will have had all the Universal monster movies on this podcast.
Yep.
And this will all be archived for you people. You can go back and you can watch and listen to all of these later on. And it's great. It's great.
It's always a good time. It's good to just chat movies on the regular. It's good to, I think, be able to kind of watch a movie and then also have a chance to think about it from a critical, like, what did I like about this? What didn't I like about this? And that always fascinates me with movies, because there's some movies where I will like, there could be two movies that are very similar, but I may not like one and I may like another.
Sure.
It's just like, I really do not like this movie that much. And then there's something that's very similar. And it's like, but I really like this version of that. And it's
sometimes the update's better than the original, or vice versa. It can happen for sure.
The Thing, great example.
Yeah, The Thing is a very good example.
I think that's a great remake.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens sometimes, and there's other times where it's a spectacular failure. It's just like, why would you even have the audacity to call this that movie?
How dare you touch it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Halloween. Yep. Why would you? Hey, when we do Halloween again next year, are we just going to keep rolling dice until we've done all the Halloween movies?
Goodness, I hope not. Because we got one, and so there's only three left on my list that I like.
Well, we could roll a 12 and watch one again.
Yeah, there you go. We just watch one every year.
We'll just splice in our actual old review for the second half.
Go here, plop that in. We're good. But there, I mean, it's great to be able to watch movies we liked a lot, movies we haven't seen before. Like I see on the list here, The Possession, which is a really fucking brutal movie, and it kind of ripped my guts out for a decent amount of it. But I like a movie that's painful and challenging to watch. I like a movie, on the other hand, like a Bill and Ted, really fun to watch, and I can just laugh through the whole thing and kind of shut my brain off and just lie there and vegetate.
There's not enough movies like that anymore.
I mean, we'll get another Bill and Ted soon.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah.
I hope he has a John Wick moment in it.
John Wick. No, I hope we keep getting to do this. I hope everybody out there keeps digging it. One thing we need you to do really badly is to get on to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast, because if we can get a bunch of those rate and reviews, we get to go on Rotten Tomatoes and change numbers for the better.
And we can do things on your behalf, because we are men of the people.
We are.
But yeah, I know iTunes it's not a lot of people really doing that iTunes thing.
No, everybody's got their kind of their app of choice, and that's generally where they get it off of an RSS feed.
It's completely fair. So I just say, like, bug all your friends with iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them to just leave a review, average 4 or 5 stars. 5 would be nice, but, you know, whatever your heart's feeling.
Yeah.
And that way we can get our Rotten Tomato sanctioning, and then we will actually, then we'll start, I tell you what, we get that, I'll start taking requests from the audience.
Yeah, and we can start putting reviews, like we can put actually take the reviews and put them up on Rotten Tomatoes with our average, you know, percentage score.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool.
It'll be great. It's something that I would like to do. It's kind of the natural progression for this podcast, the specific part of Capes and Scows. So I love you, Max. I love this year. I'm glad we did this. I'm glad the people have interacted with it. I'm glad they said they wanted it weekly instead of bi-weekly.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's been fun. A lot of fun.
And I guess to end it, I just got to say, we're not going to stop being mean to you, the audience. That's not going to happen. I know I just asked you for something, but
I mean, if we get to the requisite amount of rates and reviews, we could come back on, like, maybe I have a baby step back.
A baby step, eh?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I know it's a big ask, but I think it's reasonable.
I mean, I guess I could.
Yeah.
Baby step?
Just a baby step.
Oh.
Just a slight backpedal on that one.
It's going to be tough.
It'll be tough, but it'll be worth it if we're...
Probably just going to be me insulting the audience and then going, well, not you. No, you're okay.
I mean, that's...
That's the step?
Yeah, I mean, that's a step in the right direction. May not be a full baby step, but that's like a little, like, kind of... A skosh.
I'll just stop referencing the audience.
Okay. We'll do something. So whatever you want us to do, we'll do it if we can get to that requisite number of rates and reviews to get onto the Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. This was just kind of, hey, how you doing? This is a thing and we're talking about it. So it's done. And we will kick off the new year with brand new episodes, with brand new movies, brand new old movie for you.
Yay.
Bye.